Blackstone Audio presents A Civil Campaign, a comedy of biology and manners by Lois McMaster Bujold. Dedication for Jane, Charlotte, Georgette, and Dorothy. Long may they rule. Chapter 1. The big ground car jerked to a stop centimeters from the vehicle ahead of it, and Armsman Pym, driving, swore under his breath. Miles settled back again in his seat beside him, wincing at a vision of the acrimonious street scene from which Pym's reflexes had delivered them. Miles wondered if he could have persuaded the feckless prole in front of them that being rear-ended by an imperial auditor was a privilege to be treasured. Likely not. The Vorbar Sultana University student, darting across the boulevard on foot, who had been the cause of the quick stop, scampered off through the jam without a backward glance. The line of ground cars started up once more.
"Have you heard if the municipal traffic control system will be coming online soon?"
Pym asked, apropos of what Miles counted as their third near miss this week. "Nope. Delayed in development again," Lord Vorbone the Younger reports. "Due to the increase in fatal light flyer incidents, they're concentrating on getting the automated air system up first." Pym nodded and returned his attention to the crowded road. The armsman was a habitually fit man, his graying temples seeming merely an accent to his brown and silver uniform. He'd served the Vorkosigans as a lead sworn guard.